Blog Talk Radio.
So the song says, mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe. Yes, we can see. Wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all listen. And bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it. That wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do.
Yeah.
depression. His name is above loneliness. Oh, his name is above disease. His name is above cancer. His name is above every other name.
Welcome, bless you. This is your host from Texas, LaShawn. Thank you for being with us tonight here on Blog Talk, this Prophetic Grace Network. Even though this is Blog Talk Radio, we always say, your family, we are your family. This is G-O-D Radio. This is God Radio. Today is Friday, May 7, 2021. Time is going by so fast. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for today. We thank you for the listeners that's calling in. They could have been doing anything else. But Father God, the Holy Spirit led them to call in tonight. You know what they need before they picked up the phone. Oh, Father God, you've seen everything this week. We thank you for this week, Father God. We thank you for waking us up, Father God. We thank you for being the provider. We thank you for being the way maker, because you are the way maker. You are above us and you are above everything. You're above every situation, every problem that we think is so big that we face here on this earth. Father God, you are a way maker. You still a miracle worker. Oh, Father God, we just say, come on in and have your way. We invited you. We always invited you to come on here. This is, like we say, this is your radio station. You do what you want to do with it. I'm just your mouthpiece. I always like the Holy Spirit to sit with me, Holy Spirit to take over, Holy Spirit have your way tonight, and I thank you, Father God, I thank you, I honor you, I humble myself. So, I thank y'all for calling in, and we just say in Jesus' name, I decrease so God can, he increase, he get the glory. Wow, I kind of took me a nap before I came on, and it's like I went into a deep sleep, and when I woke up, I was like, oh my God, it's already 8:30, so sometimes the Holy Spirit have you like that, but I tell you what, he's speaking, anytime he puts you in a certain type of sleep, he's speaking. Some people will dream, the Holy Spirit will minister to them. And sometimes my body needs that rest. So I thank you for coming on. I do have a word. And for those, if you're a first-time listener, if you'd like to be ministered to, press 1 on your phone. It puts you in a queue. I can see you on the switchboard. And I'll be more happy to bring you on the line. If you're a first time or anyone want to come on and give a testimony or speak a word of God, just press 1 on your phone. You just can press it one time because if you press it more than one time, it'll put you in the queue, take you off the queue. So you only have to press one on your telephone, and it will light you up on the switchboard, and I'll be more happy to bring you on. Of course, we be having so many callers some nights. Tonight we have a few callers with their hands up. Sometimes they'll call at the 10 o'clock. Sometimes they'll call at 11 o'clock. It depends on, because we have people calling in on the East Coast, the West Coast, so we on a different time schedule. Jamaica, so it depends on where they calling from. The earlier people are calling earlier with their hands up, and I like to go, you know, in order. Who called in first? Who got their hand up first? So be patient with us. Some night we have so many callers, and some night we don't. So we give God the glory. The Lord will fight for you. That's what I want to talk to you about. The Lord will fight for you. The Lord will fight for you. And God will fight for you. When we stand still, when we stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, he's going to do what he's going to do. He's going to fight for us. We don't need to do nothing. We don't need to lift no hands. And I want to say that some people that dream, some people have vision, some people that have dreams, you know, dreams. Some people have fight in their dream. It's different ways people will fight you. I can't really get into detail about the fighting in your dream, but we know the adversary, the roaring lion, the adversary, Satan, at the adversary, his little F, you know. That's why he tell us to examine ourselves, die to flesh, put on the whole arm of God. Always renew your mind. We renew our mind in the world, his word. Sometimes he'll wake you up, and you have to understand how the Holy Spirit operates. Sometimes he'll wake you up in the middle of the night to pray. He'll wake you up, you know, certain type of night to get up, not just to pray, just to worship him or to read the book. You renew your mind, especially. We have, you know, some of us work 8 hours, 10 hours, 5 hours. We wrestle not with flesh and blood. We know what goes on when we walk outside our door or sometime in our own household. We are fighting things that we cannot see. Some people can see spiritual things that, you know, God, if he allowed to open our eyes, we will really see what goes on around us. And so we have to be rooted and grounded all the time in his word. And when we read his word, we got to understand. We got to plot the word around our neck, in our home, tied, you know, in our heart, put it in our heart. We have to renew our mind in the word. Because, you know, people in traffic, they don't like traffic. They fussing, they talking, they going back and forth with each other in traffic, at your job, in your own household. But one thing I can sit here and tell you, and through this, I'm telling you, I used to, you know, when we were coming up, who did not fight? But one thing, once you come a new person in Christ, once you accept Christ, once you come a new person, the old things pass away. He are doing a new thing with you. And when you begin to come a new person in Christ, and Christ lives inside you in your heart, you will know the battle is not yours. The Lord fights for you. The Lord been fighting for us since the beginning of creation, because we know this through the book of Exodus. He's been fighting for us and fighting for us. We don't have to do nothing. We fight by being in his word. We fight by studying the word. We fight by renewing our mind in the word. We fight by worship him, crying out to him. But when we try to fight in flesh, you're going to lose the fight. When we go ahead of God and don't allow him to fight for us, fight those who fight in us, we are going to lose. You're going to lose. You cannot fight the adversary. You cannot fight him. You cannot fight him in flesh. You can't fight him on the ground because you're going to lose. And what you mean fighting him on the ground? We are spiritual human beings. Because Jesus let us know when Jesus was here, he was in flesh. He came from heaven. But when he descended back to heaven, he sit on the right hand of our Heavenly Father. But he left us something that was very precious, the Holy Spirit. That's how he communicated with us. That's how God communicated with us. He sent angels. We have help. Not only from the Holy Spirit, we have help. Because he given us angel charge over us. That let us know throughout the book, the Bible, he let us know angels are in charge over you. The angels going to keep you in all your way. They go ahead of you. They see everything. God see everything that we cannot see. Some things we cannot see. And some things he don't allow us to see. He sees it all. But in this particular thing in Exodus, when Moses, before God divided the sea, the Israelite, they was in bondage. They was in captivity for 40 years. God heard they cry. God seen the affliction that was on the Israel. And God used Moses to set the people free. He was a servant who God used to set the people free. And even when Pharaoh finally let them go and they was heading through the wilderness to the land that flowed with milk and honey, and when Pharaoh came after they left out of Egypt, Pharaoh's heart still was hardened. He came after them. They got afraid. Moses told him, take your stand. Be firm. Be firm. And see the salvation of the Lord, which on this day, you ain't going to see you see them, but you ain't going to see them no more. You see them today, but you will never see them again. Now, LaShawn is paraphrasing, where I can break it down to where you can understand, but you can find this message in the book of Exodus 14. You can find in the book of 14 and begin at verse 13. Well, let me read it for you. Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Take your stand. And I'm reading from the Amplified. Take your stand. Be firm and confident and undermined. See the salvation of the Lord, which he have accomplished for you today. For the Egypt who you have seen today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you while you only need to. Keep silent and remain calm. They was panicked. They thought they was going to get captured again and go back into slavery. But Moses told them, keep silent and keep calm. That's how God going to fight for you. Sometimes you have to keep a lot of times you have to keep your mouth closed. You have to keep calm and let him fight the battle because the battle's already won. God seen the situation where you at right now. God probably seen that the beginning of the year. God probably seen it come last month. He already knew it was going to come. He already ordered the angels to go and stand ahead of you. And before we get to this passionate, the angel was ahead of the Israelite before Moses were getting ready to part the Red Sea, the angel was in head of them. And see, the angel were already in head of the Israelite. And they was in the head of them. So when Moses parted the Red Sea, the angel moved from the head of them and went to the back of them. So the angel was also fighting for them. Oh, my God. You got help, and your help come from the Lord. Your help don't come from man. Your help don't come from you. Your help come from the Lord. When he say, be still and see the salvation of the Lord, that also consists of you resting, taking your hands off of the situation and rest. See, understand what rest mean. Rest mean absolute surrender. If you absolute surrender, give it all to Jesus. Give it all. Handle some things that's just too much. It's not meant for you to fight. So when he say rest, that means take your hands off of it. Surrender yourself. Rest and let me take care of it. I already knew this was coming. I already knew the storm was coming. I already that you was going to be tossed back and forth. But if you just be still and keep quiet, keep silent and keep calm, I'm going to go. I'm already got something in front of you. I already told the angels to go in front of you. I already got an army in front of you that's fighting your battle. I'm going to fight those who fight you and those who conjure up against you. If you stay in my word, if you stay rooted and grounded, you don't have to lift up no finger. Only thing you have to do is cry out. Cry out and say, Lord, help me and save me. This fight is too much for me. How we know that he hear our cries? How we know he's fighting for us? Because David was a good cry. He had a good cry. You can call him cry baby or whatever. David knew how to war. He knew how to cry. Through the book of Psalms, you will see David crying out. The people that's coming against me is too much. Help me, Lord. He had a cry. He had a war cry. And some of us need to know how to have a war cry. They teaming up on me. They conjuring up some things to come against me. Lord, do not let my enemy drown me. Don't let them take me out. David knew how to cry. He knew how to war the right way by praying, by falling on his face. He knew how to worship. He knew how to worship God. He would cry out. He wrote songs about helping him. We know this by Psalms 91. We know this through Psalms 27. We know this through Psalms 23. We know this all through the book of Psalms. Even when we go through Psalms 91, it let us know 1,000 might fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the rewards of the wicked. When we begin to make the Lord, who is our refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, you got to get in that secret place. We talk about the secret place. There are some things begin to happen when you get in the secret place. In the secret place with the Most High. Who is the Most High? Our Heavenly Father, who created heaven and earth. Because you have made Lord, who is your refuge? Who is your refuge? But it say, who is my refuge? But you replace my, who is, put your name in there. Who is LaShawn refuge? It's Tim refuge. God is our refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor should any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angel charge over you to keep you in all your ways. You got help around you. When you begin to get connected to God and know he's your refuge, he's your shield, God will begin to hide you up under his wing. He will take, that's your refuge, is getting in that secret place, getting up under the shadow of the Almighty. Who don't want to be up under the shadow of the Almighty? Even when the Israel was going through the wilderness, God was over them. He was over them, the cloud. He was over them like a pillar of a cloud. He was over them, hovering over them, watching over them. Do you not think God watching over us today? He the same today, yesterday, and forever. Same God. He the same God. Fret not the evildoers, because God got you. He's going to fight for you. Especially, he hear your cries. He hear your prayers. He see you in your home. Worship him, praying. Praying for your neighbor. Praying for your region. Praying for those innocent children. Praying. He's going to come down. He's going to send the best help that we can, that we need. The best help. God will fight for us. We got to understand that. Everything Moses did, Moses didn't do anything. Even when God rained down manna from heaven, God did that. He just used, like right now, when you call into PGN, he just using us for his mouthpiece. We do nothing of ourselves. God used us for he can get the glory. He give us position. Sometimes he would tell us, move in this position. I need you to go over here. Stay right here. Stay still. Stand strong. Stand still and see the salvation of God. The reason why he's saying stand still, get in this place, get in this secret place, because I'm going to shield you. I'm going to hide you up in the tabernacle. I'm going to hide you up under my wing. You got to listen and know God's voice, because it's for your protection. We do not fear man, but fear God. And when you fear God, it's going to be for your protection. It's going to be for your protection. Everything the enemy trying to put over your household, when you up under the shadow of the Almighty, the light is going to be shining over your household. There will be no darkness. God will give you light, because he'll give you that light to shine in your place, his glory. He will begin to fight those who that's too strong for you. But you have to get into a place that you know God's mighty hand. And God's mighty hand is stronger. It's stronger than anything. And he will fight for you. He will fight for your marriage. He will fight for your children. If we line ourselves up with his plan, his will, we have to line ourself up. He already said his will be done. His will be done. We got to say, let your will be done. Let your will be done. And we don't even got to pray his will done, because his will is already done. We need our household to connect with heaven. We need our life to connect with heaven. We need, as people, to walk in obedience. Walk in obedience and obey the law. Obey the law of liberty. We need to have our household to connect with heaven, our mind to connect with heaven. We need to stand fast. Oh my God. And when we begin to walk in obedience, God will fight for you. Suit up. When he say suit up and put on the whole armor of God, and add and know what the whole armor of God represent. Every piece represents something. It represents and get you prepared for the evil days. Oh, when he tell us our weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but it's mighty. Well, it's mighty through who? It's mighty through God, by pulling down every stronghold. Strongholds in your mind. Strongholds that trying to have you bind up. The Israelite knew about the stronghold, because they was in bondage and they was in captivity. Even when they came out of Egypt and they was moaning and complaining, and they said, you brought us out here. We could have stayed in Egypt. We told you to leave us alone, because they still had a set mind of being in captivity. They was in Egypt. Pull down the stronghold. That's the only way God's going to fight for you. He cannot fight for you if you got double mind and stinking thinking. You have to believe and have faith. He says, faith small as mustard seed. Even Jesus told his disciple when they said, why we couldn't cast out this spirit. There are certain things you can't do it if you don't have faith. You can't do it if you don't believe. You got to know that when God moved, he moved by the Spirit. He moved by the Spirit. And when God moved, sometimes you just got to get out of his way. So he will fight for you. He will fight for you, and he will fight for your children. Give your children over to him. You give that spouse over to him. Sometimes we got to give ourselves over to him. We said, when you get in a secret place with God, get in that secret place up under the shadow of the Almighty, God begins to reveal who you are. It's like when the Holy Spirit come into your home, it's like looking at yourself. You cannot look at Christ. You cannot look at God. He does not show you who you are. He's going to deal with you. So he's going to fight. Because when he fight for you, he's letting them know, I am who I say I am. I am God Almighty. I am the same God today, yesterday, and forever. I'm the same God that brought Israel out. I am the same God, even when he told Joshua. Oh, he reminds Joshua, you remember what I did in Egypt? I am the same God. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. God will fight for you if you be still and see the salvation of God. He can't fight for you when you run in your mouth and cussing folks out. He cannot fight for you when you fight yourself. Because he's going to move the hand of God. God will fight for you. And if you don't believe it, go look it up. It's in his word, Exodus 14:14. Even when he told Joshua and Deuteronomy, the Lord your God who goes before you and will fight for you, just as you saw him do it for you in Egypt. That's Deuteronomy 1:30. He's going to do it. You can be into something. Do not fear. Do not fret, because he's going to fight for you. He let them know, do not be afraid of them. The Lord, your God, himself will fight for you. Don't be afraid of them, Joshua. Don't be afraid of them. Don't be afraid of them. Moses said, don't be afraid. Because the Egypt, who you see Pharaoh today, you would not see him in his 600 army. You would not see them no more. Do not be afraid. Don't be afraid, because I'm going to fight for you. I don't care what they're doing today in this nation. God, we got to get into the mind, because they have already planted the seed. It takes one seed to plant. We already know about planting the seed. When you plant a seed, a wrong, corrupted seed, it takes one little seed, one little mustard seed. That's why the enemy plants seed. He plants the seed in the beginning with our first earthly mother and father. He plants the seed in Eve. Oh, he plants that seed, and once he plants the seed in her, oh, he will plant the seed in your marriage. He's a seed planter. He will plant seed, and when he plants the seed in your mind to have you think evil, everything evil is good and everything good is evil. We are in that season when God is saying woe unto them. God is saying woe unto them. He sees the hand of the wicked. And so when they plant this seed, there's a seed they've been planting. Plant the seed. with what's going on today. But God saying, I forewarned you. Either you're going to believe my word and know that I'm going to fight for you and your family. When you say, plod the blood of Jesus, or you standing on her, or you standing his word, or you standing on his word when he say, I'm going to fight for you. I'm not going to put these diseases on you as I did to the Egyptian. Are you going to believe it, or you're not going to believe it? Fear not. Don't fear them. That's what Moses said. Don't fear them. Joshua, don't fear them. God, same thing he did in Egypt. He's going to do it right now. Same thing he did in Egypt. He's going to do it right now in 2021. Somebody better hear over this airway. The same thing God did in Egypt, he's going to do in 2021. He's going to fight those that's trying to fight you. He's going to fight everything that's trying to conjure up against you, conjure up against your ministry, conjure up everything, every negative curse word, every debt curse word. God sees everything. I got eyes to the east, the west, and the north, and the south. Nothing is unseen to God. God is going to fight. God's going to shake this earth. And when God speaks, you better understand. You better understand. When God speaks and when he say enough is enough, because he's hearing the cries of those that's travailing. He heard the cries of the young children. He heard the cries of the innocent. And not only hear the cries, he smelled the blood. You see the blood crying from the ground. You don't have to fight that boss. You don't have to fight that man. You don't have to fight that woman. You don't have to fight that child. You fight by going down on your knees. You fight by suited up, putting on the whole armor of God and stand in his word. Stand firm, stand strong, and know that God is your strong tower. He is the tower. He is the strong tower. He is your shield. Y'all better understand, I seen in a vision where he got shields. I'm talking about shield. You talking about when he tell you to put on a shield of faith, you better understand when he say put on the shield of faith and quench every fiery dart, because the enemy are shooting fiery darts at your body, trying to inflict sickness on your body. Oh, I seen in the spirit realm where there is tall shield, and when God begins to release his shield from heaven, because there is weapons in heaven that you ain't seen and you ain't heard of, but when he begins to send the angel and say, cover my daughter, cover my son with these shields to protect you, the head shall protect you, protection. That means nothing can get in and nothing can get out. I'm just going to help y'all out. But the shields that I seen, that God will begin to shield you in with these shields is tall. They very tall. They taller than me. And when God began to shield you, no weapon. Oh, I'm finna help somebody out tonight. These shields that I seen, they tall. Nothing could get in. Nothing couldn't get in, and nothing can't go out. No weapon formed against you is not going to prosper, because he's shielding you. He's protecting you, because God already seen ahead. You better understand, when you on the battlefield, you ain't on there by yourself, because even in Exodus, let us know, the angel go ahead of us, the angel of war with us, the angels are on the battlefield. You better understand, you got help, and your help, what do you think it means? Your help comes from the Lord. And so when God began to say, move over here, I need you to move to the left. There's a reason why he's saying move to the left, because some to come your way, and I need you to move out the way. It remind me how my son used to play football. This turn, he was so quick. He was so quick, that real fast, just one turn. And he might say turn, and they're going to miss you. It's not going to trip you up. it's not going to lift you up. Even when we go down to verse 19, I'm going to show you about the angel. We know about them in Psalms 91. They all throughout the book. Then the angel of God, who had been born in front of the camp of the Israel, moved and went behind them. Oh, it should be a battle. And the pillar of the cloud moved from in the front and stood behind them. Because who was behind them? So it came between the camp of the camp of Egypt and the camp of the Israel. Who was behind the Israel? Egypt. So the angel went from the front to the back. In the pillar of cloud, the Holy Spirit moved and stood behind them. It's time to go to work. You messing with my people. I told you to leave my people alone. I told you to set them free. Even you steady coming after I killed your firstborn, you still coming after them. But this time, you ain't. He let Israel know you will never see them again. This day will be the day, last day you will see them. You better understand. Why do you say you better understand? Because this is a crucial time. You better understand when God get ready to demolish something, when God get ready to destroy something, it's a done deal. It's not coming back after you. The enemy want to contemplate your mind, want to mess with your mind. It is done because God is God that does not lie. When he sent something to destroy something that's trying to destroy you, my God, you better catch this. When the enemy sends something trying to destroy you, trying to put you in your grave, when God show up, he's going to destroy the destroyer. He's going to destroy them. You don't got to worry about them no more because your help come from the Lord. So remember, he's fighting for us right now. You don't have to go back and forth what they're doing. It's people. The deception is already in the earth. They didn't already plant the seed. People are losing their mind. And it's getting to the point that you can't even go to a place of worship. That's why he said, I stand at the door and I knock on the door. Or you're going to open the door. If you let your house be a house of prayer, a house of worship, because we are the church and the church is in our heart, because now the building then lost their mind. You can't come in because they passing laws. They've been passing laws. If you don't got yourself vaccinated, so you don't got what that man then came up with, you can't come back in the house. The house that's supposed to be the house of the Lord. Stay at home and watch us because we're going to protect the ones that already vaccinated. Y'all better wake up and see what's going on. God been preparing us for such a time like this. That's why you got to have a connection with God. When let God come into your home and sit at your dinner table, learn how to break bread with him because he let us know in John that I am the true bread. I am the true vine. I am the bread that came from heaven. See, God gave the Israel bread that came from heaven, but God sent the bread himself, which is Jesus, and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, when he want to sit at your house and get order in your house, break bread with Jesus, know who Jesus is, speak Jesus with your children. You church begin in your own home. You begin teach and raise thy children. Raise them up in the way of the Lord. I'm telling you, there is attack on the children. You got to understand why there is a big attack on the children. Because God, his word, I'm going to pour my spirit out on all flesh. He's going to raise them up. He's going to use them. Have food in your household, the true food, eat the bread and drink the true wine, the bread that represent his body and the wine that represent his blood. Jesus is the path. Passover. Apply the Passover. You have to understand. You don't have to cut on no TV because the Holy Spirit going to show you what's really going on. You have to connect with him. Connect with him in his word. Get in his word. And when he spoke to me, I've been passing out free Bibles. We done gave over 100 some Bibles, free Bibles. The bread, I call it the true bread of life. No more people have excuse. It's free. I've been giving away for free. We're led by the Holy Spirit. Feed my sheep. Well, how do you want me to feed them? Feed them, let them know who I am. Feed them and tell them to break bread with me. There's a reason why God is saying break bread with him in this season. He's getting us ready. He's getting us prepared for what's about to come. Break bread with my people together. And what is so sad, it's not time to walk in jealousy. It's not time to walk in bitterness. It's not time to walk in resentment. Get your feelings out the way. Nail your emotions and feelings to that cross, because you cannot serve God fully if you're walking in emotion and feelings. Get healing, deliverance from that. We got to stand together and come together. Oh, God will put you with the ones that you don't get along with. He will put you with the ones that you don't understand. If we allow God to do it and stop allowing our flesh to do it. And God is trying to prepare his people right now, trying to prepare your mind so you will be able to handle what's coming on this earth. All of you ain't read the book of Exodus. Pledge is real. The end time is real. It's real, and we can't get around it. We need to be praying for the young generation like never before, because the seed have been planted. They already plant the seed. My people will not be muffled up. My people, mass will not muffle them up, will not shed them up. Those grave clothes, that's the napping. If you go read about the napping, when he said Lazarus come forward, he will bind with napping. God gave me this revelation about a year ago. He was bind with napping. And he said, loose him and let him go. If you ever go look up nappings and what he was bind with, a picture of a mask gonna come up. I did a video about it because the Holy Spirit is speaking to me at 2 o'clock in the morning. Know what's a setup. Mm-mm. God, people would not be shut up because his word got to go forth. I'ma pour my spirit on all flesh, so men ain't gonna stop it. Ain't gonna stop it. So Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for fighting the battle. I thank you for fighting us. Oh, Father, fighting for us. Father God, I thank you for fighting for our loved one. Father God, we just speak a covering. Father God, cover our children. And Father God, we just come against anything that's trying to come against their mind to manipulate them, to deceive them. It's a great deception in the earth, even in the school, Father God. It's coming through the TV and video game, even when you, the children books, Father God. Oh, Father God, begin to protect their eyes and their ears. Touch their eyes and ears. Send the labor. Send someone that's going to be bold to say Jesus real. And let me tell you this. God, figure to pull these children in, these children and these teenagers in, because God is about to send people out to talk about Jesus like never before. God, I'm telling you, you can write this down. Jesus is going to appear. When people speak about Jesus and who Jesus was and tell the story about Jesus, that's what's going to bring them in. It's going to get to their heart, and they're going to cry out because they already crying out. What must I do to be saved? God about to release those to go to the ones that's crying. He's going to release them, and that's how these young generation going to be pulled in, just by saying who Jesus is. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. And people gonna speak. Oh, people say, oh, you, don't pay attention to what people are saying. Oh, that's milk. I'm telling you, people going to know the truth. And he's sending those out to talk about Jesus is real. Jesus is the way. And they're going to say, come. Jesus holding his hand out saying, come. I'm going to make you fishmen. Come and follow me. And this young generation is going to follow Christ. So many people are going to be saved. They coming. They coming. So, Father God, I just ask that you continue to use me, speak to me as I take the call. We give you the glory, and we thank you for fighting the battle. If those that's on the line like to be ministered to, you press 1 on your phone, and they will put you in the queue. They put you in the queue, and I'll be more than happy to pray for you. Amen. Okay, let us go to our first caller. This is Sister LaShawn Mass. Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
This is Patrice.
I'm out. Hey, Patrice, how you doing?
It is well. How art thou?
It is well with my soul. Amen. Wow, that's an old school saying.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Latrice, do you have a prayer request or something you want to share?
I do. I'm asking and believing God to heal my sister. And believe that it's over. And I believe that it's just begun.
Amen.
And I'm going to seek life where they are giving and send the word to do what it needs to do in
Amen.
The hospital in Jesus' name. And I'm believing that it's already done.
That's right. That's right. You know what? I tell you, God know sometimes, you know, he know how to. This thing, what we've been talking about tonight, God will fight for you. And I just speak that over her, that it will shake in her soul, that it will get down on the inside of her spirit. We speak to her spirit, man, that it will line up with that word. God will fight for her. God even say, I will not put on you any of the disease which I have put on the Egypt, for I am the Lord who heals you. I speak that over her in the name of Jesus. Father God, let that word right there, let the word, your word, we send forth your word. Father God, we send forth your word. Let that word hit her. Let that word shake in her. Let that word go on the inside. Let it burn. My God, let it burn on the inside. My. Let it burn on the inside. Let it burn down to the bone marrow. Let it burn on the inside. And that, Father God, that it shake her. That we come against the mind. The enemy trying to contemplate in her mind. We break the power of the effort. Let your word arrest on her. Let the Holy Spirit arrest on her. Oh, Father God, that it does something on the inside, that this time she would not be wavering. Father God, this time she will not be tossed back and forth. Let her know that you are the still God that saved Egypt. You're the still God that fights the battle. You still God that's on the battlefield. You the still God that heal. You the still God that's heal and set free. You are deliverer, Father God. Oh, Father God, you the same God that will lift up the standard. You the same God. Oh, Father God, that you will put the shield of protection around her. You the same God. It takes one word, one touch. Oh, Father God, and you will raise her up by your spirit. And I'm just declaring decree that your spirit raise her up, Father God. in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Do it, God.
You know what, Latrice, does she read the Bible? Even if she don't read the Bible, let me say something. Is she in the hospital or is she at home?
Oh, she's in ICU in the hospital.
Okay. Are you allowed to go up there?
I'm going to go tomorrow.
Okay. This is what I want you to do. And Father God, lead her to doing this. Play some worship music. Don't say nothing. Just play some worship music. Don't even say nothing. But Father God, give her the music, the worship music, because a person can be laying on their bed, the bed of affliction. Oh, when the Holy Spirit moves, it's going to move on the inside. That's what we want, it to move on the inside, to awaken her up on the inside. So let some worship music play. Yeah, let some worship music play. Don't even say nothing. Yeah. Just let the worship music play. I know you're a woman of faith and you're a woman that pray. So God gonna speak to you before you even get to the hospital. If he say read the Bible verse, Father God, put the word in your daughter's mouth. Put the word in your daughter's mouth. For when she speak, let it be fire. Jesus' name. Sometimes you didn't already say it. And sometimes we don't have to say anything. Just let the Holy Spirit speak for itself. Sometimes that's fighting. He's fighting. Let the Holy Spirit speak for itself. We don't even got to say nothing. Only thing we have to say, move by your spirit. Holy Spirit, move in this place. Move by your spirit. And let the Holy Spirit take over. In Jesus' name. So, Father God, move your daughter by spirit, Father God. Guide her to what you want her to do tomorrow, because it's already, what the thing is, it's already done. So that's what I mean. Sometimes you don't have to say nothing. Just let the Holy Spirit do what it need to do. God heard you the first time, and it's already done. We can pray, and this the thing, Latrice, and I know you know this. We can pray and we have the faith and we believe, but we just ask God to touch her on the inside. God touch her mind, change the way she think, and we speak to that stinking thinking, that fear to break up out for her, that she will have peace in her mind. And Father God, that he would just shake up the faith and belief in her, that she would know how to speak and war for herself as well. Because it's already done. She just need to agree with heaven. Do you understand? She need to agree with heaven. And so we break the power of the adversary off her mind. That go back to the pulling down the stronghold. Taking every thought into captivity. So we didn't pray that, and I know you didn't pray.
Oh, yes, so it is.
Mm-hmm. So we didn't pray that the weapons of her warfare is not carnal, but it's mighty through God to pull down the stronghold in her mind, fear that she's going to die. Pull down the stronghold that this is not working. It's not working. Cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We're going to bring into captivity every thought to the beatings of Christ, that she will walk in the beatings of Christ, that she will walk in the word, that her body will line up. We didn't always speak her body will line up with heaven. We just speak that the thing that's in her mind, the fear. Fear of dying. We break the cycle. We break that curse. We break it. We break it. But sometimes you just don't have to say nothing. Holy Spirit, have your way.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit, just start thanking him and worship him. That's what it is. When you go and just start thanking and worshiping, she probably look at you like, something wrong with this woman. Mm-mm. You don't even got to say, well, how you doing? How you feeling? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for raising her from the dead, Chloe. Thank you. Oh, Father God, I'm coming here to worship you. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way. Clapping your hands. We know the enemy don't like when we clap our hand and stomp our feet. Oh, I came here to worship him. Oh, I came here to give you glory. I came here to lift you up. Oh, and then when you do that, my God, I feel this. Oh, my God, I feel it. Oh, everybody in that, I see you. We just speak healing over their body. My God, my God. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, show your daughter what to do up on tomorrow. And we speak to everyone that in the sick bed, everyone in the bed of affliction, the Holy Spirit will reach them tomorrow. Oh my God, do it, Holy Spirit. Oh, anyone that's on the bed of affliction, that's not your plan. Oh, Holy Spirit, move up on tonight that they will come out of ICU. Move, Holy Spirit, raise them up by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, you are God that by fire. Anything that's not of you, burn it up. Burn up coronavirus. Burn up cancer. Burn up tumor. Burn up brain tumor. Burn it up, Father God. Begin to seal holes up, Father God. Holes in stomach. Hole in the mouth. Anything that's not like you, that their brain will line up with your word. They heart. Oh, we come against congestion, heart failure. Oh, we speak around the lawn, flew around the heart to dry up in the name of Jesus. Move, Holy Spirit. Move quick upon your people. Oh, Father God, every infirmity. Oh, let your word go forth. Because your word go forth. It's not going to hit the ground and it's not going to come back to you, boy. Move, Holy Spirit, move. Move, Holy Spirit, move into that place. Move, move, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
The lupus to dry up. Diabetes to dry up. Swelling to dry up. Swelling on brain to dry up. In the trauma from car wreck. Oh, that person that's in the coma. Oh, we command you to come alive. We command you to come alive. Oh, Father God, breathe life into them. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes we think we're going just to take a visit, but he be using us, your worship. Change things that's around in that environment. So that's what you do up on tomorrow.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father God, I speak that you cover your daughter. Oh, Father God, fill her up with fire. Let it come out of her belly. Let it flow out her belly. Let the tongue of fire roll out her belly. In the name of Jesus, light her hands up with fire. Even fire come out her mouth to burn up everything that's around her sister, even for the patient next door, that it'll burn up in the name of Jesus. No weapon form against her. Anything that's trying to hinder her, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. Oh, you keep doing the faithful work of God. God is going to reward you. He's going to reward you. You don't got anything to worry about. There's some rewards coming your way. In the name of Jesus, keep being obedient. I don't care how the situation look, how the situation sounds, and don't pay attention to those that's around you. in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anything else, Latrice?
No, that is it. We do tell the Lord thank you.
Yes, we do.
And it is so.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Lord.
You already know you have anointing on you, anointing to heal, and you just have
thank
this
Lord.
Prayer. I mean, you just when you open your mouth and pray, the enemy don't like that. So
thank
keep
you, Lord.
Doing, keep doing it. Keep doing
mm-hmm.
it. We can't. Don't wear yourself out though.
Thank
God said, be quiet. He heard you the first time. Just see
Amen.
The work in the hand of God. You
Lord
did what
God.
You had to do. You did what you had to do.
Thank you, Lord.
And when he say take your rest too, make sure you take rest.
Amen.
Make sure you rest. In Jesus'
you,
name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I do thank you, Sister LaShawn.
You're welcome.
And death past, I'll speak with you again soon.
Yeah, just call us and keep us updated. But yeah, make sure you get yourself some rest and you trust God and see the salvation, see his hand work. Like I say, from our family member, we have done. We did. We just got to sit back and see what God, you know, what he can do. And we just prayed. We just prayed that, you know, for their faith, you know, that they will believe it. We can't make nobody believe. We can just speak the word.
Amen.
And ask God to touch their ears and touch their eyes. Do some with their heart. That's the only thing.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Yeah. Well, you have a blessed night and a blessed weekend. We love you.
Day to all the mothers on the line.
Happy Mother's Day. Yes, Mother's Day is this week. Happy Mother's
Thank
Day, Trees.
You and likewise.
Amen. Thank you.
Enjoy and have a good one.
You too.
Bye bye.
You are a shrimp. 951-966.
Oh, hey, LaShawn, it's Regina.
Hey, Regina, you early tonight. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. No complaint here. I'm great. Well, do you have something to share or testimony or, you know, special prayer request? Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, happy Mother's Day. No, just whatever God puts in your heart.
Okay. Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Regina. Father God, we thank you for transformation. We thank you for transformation, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you keep pulling up. You keep your eyes on God, that he's showing you. He's showing up and showing out every day in your life. So, Father God, we thank you for there's a new chapter, new beginning for you. Trust God. God has showed you over and over that he's fighting for you, and he's continuing to fight for you with new transformation. Not just a new transformation. So, Father God, I thank you for that. God is really going to do something. He's already, he done already. You like, wow, God, this is you. Wow, God. It's like you can't even talk. that's the type of Father we serve. Because he is your husband. He is your provider. And when we let him to provide and let him take care of us and let him, you know, guide us through what we're going through, the storm, you're going to come out. You ain't going to come out like you've been in a fire. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for, oh, my God, he's stressing you. You're going to have some new war clothes, wardrobe, not war clothes, wardrobe. You're going to have some new wardrobe. I don't know what that means. I just seen some new clothes. He's dressing you up in newness, new wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's looking nice. It's looking good. So let him dress you up, because he's looking at you on the inside. So he want to dress you up on the outside, who you really are on the inside. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So
I thank you, Father, for the new wardrobe. And I thank you for dressing her up, Father God. And he's preparing you to speak. And I even see a book. I don't even know if you've been thinking about writing a book.
Wow.
So, I don't know if you, go ahead.
No, just that I would just like write little things down that I would just try to put together, like for my kids. That's what I always have in mind. Like, I'm going to put this together for them so when they decide they want to read it.
Say it again. I'm trying to make sure. And say it again, because you ain't coming in clear.
Oh, I said, like, if I'm reading something, I'm always jotting it down, because I feel like I want to put it all together, like, in a notebook, so I can give it to my girl. So I always have it in mind.
Well, yeah, I see a book. I do see you writing in a book. Look, seek God more for that, because I see it. I see you writing a book. It's a short story book, but yeah, it's your testimony, it's your story, you control of it. So Father God, give her wisdom on the book, give her wisdom, let it be done, in Jesus' name, because I do see you writing a lot, but I see a book. So Father God, we thank you, everything is all good, that's something I'm saying, it's all good. Dressing you up in new wardrobe, everything's all good. You're going to enjoy life.
Amen.
Okay, you enjoy life. That's it. Just enjoy your life.
I was thinking, like, I always, every time I go to the store, I always get, like, a new notebook. I'm always getting a notebook.
My
youngest daughter said, asked me, why do you get a notebook every time you go to the store? And I was like,
mm-hmm.
Because I don't know, because I keep writing different things in them. So I'm always, like, I have a lot of books, like a lot of notebooks,
mm-hmm.
or like
mm-hmm.
journals, and then I'll give them away for gifts too. But I write in a lot of them. I do write in them all the time.
The Holy Spirit's going to start speaking to you about things you need to write for this book. I know I've been seeing a lot of people that could publish. They've been published their own book. Even one of them is on Amazon. So, Father God, I just ask that you open her up to that, give her wisdom. And you don't have a testimony about it. This book going to help, because he's going to use you to help other women out. You're going to be his mouthpiece. I don't know if you realize that, but it's just going to come. This is how you're going to know. It's just going to come out. It's just going to flow out. You ain't going to be contemplating or nothing like that, because he be speaking to you. Don't hesitate. Don't pull back. You're going to know, because it's just going to come out of you. It's just going to come out. And you're going to know that's what he wants you to do. You're in the right place. And Jesus,
wow.
Thanks, oh, Father, I thank you. Thank you for dressing her up, and I thank you for the new beginning, the new chapter in her life. Father God, when people see her, they're going to know that it was you. You get the glory. They're going to be like, "Who? You just look different. There's something about you. What? I didn't know who you was. You just look different. You look happy. It's just a glow on you. And how did you make it through this? Nobody but God. Even your children is going to see the new you.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name. They're going to see the new you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a motivation for your daughter, too, for your daughters.
Okay. Amen. Yeah. Well, you know, I worry about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. God going to fix your heart. He's going to cut the vehicle cord because you're going to have an assignment to do. So God got this. They're going to see the new mom. They're going to see the, who you are as a true God-friend woman. Not what you used to be. Not so frantic, not so broken down, not so tired and wore out. They're going to see a new you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, amen. Amen.
Yeah, so let him finish doing what he's doing. It's all well. The enemy try to play with us, but stand on the word. If God can show you the end, you'll celebrate. I don't know if you know how to turn the cartwheel, but you will. If you can see the end result. He's just preparing you. That's all. You're just going through a preparation. So go back and listen to this. I don't know if you wrote it down, but go back and listen to this word and start thanking him and start, you know, thank him for the new makeover, the new wardrobe that he's doing, the new you, the new chapter.
Okay. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I will go back and listen to it. Thank you, and happy Mother's Day. Happy weekend.
Oh, thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you. Enjoy yourself. Go do something for you.
Right.
Go take, I mean, do something for you. I'm telling you, that's what he wants you to do. He wants you to be happy.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. 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 Well, thank you for calling in, and you just have a blessed weekend and happy Mother's Day. Do something special for yourself.
Okay, thank you too.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. 903-918. This is LaShawn. Miss, who's calling and where you calling from?
This is Michelle from Texas.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Well, is there something you want to share? You have a testimony or prayer request?
Just a prayer request for God to open my spiritual eyes.
Okay. Well, Michelle, I'm just trying to see how to say this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. We thank you for your daughter, Michelle. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my kids, put it in my mind. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit, God be speaking to you for something he showed you. You kind of, I don't want to say it, you ask them again because you want to make sure, especially by certain people that you're around. And one thing I know about God, he's going to come back and tell you, because it's especially if he's trying to warn you. What he showed you is what he showed you. Do you understand? What he showed you is what he showed you, especially if he's trying to warn you about something. He will show you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So, Father God, we pray over her eye gates, Father God. Father God, we just speak that she would know without a shadow of doubt that you are speaking to her, that she see things the way you want her to see it. And Father God, that she would learn how to die to flesh daily. And everything that's distracting her, that's coming against her, Father God, we cancel and take authority over it. But God, this is the thing. You know how to pray, Michelle. and you know how to take authority over yourself. You know how to do it yourself. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Don't be shaken by a lot of stuff that goes on in your life. There's some things God, he's going to loosen you from a lot of things and a lot of people. In order to elevate and go to the next level that he have for you, there's some things he have to separate. Some things he have to separate us from. But we got to allow him to separate us from it. The more you get in that word, your eyes is coming open. The more you worship him and pray, your eyes are coming open. Anything that they trying to blind you with, whatever they trying to do, you got to stay grounded, rooted and grounded in his word. Stay connected to him. You already walk in a spirit of discernment. We come against doubt and we come against fear. So keep Holy Spirit speak to you, even through dreams. Even through dreams. So your eyes is, you know, whatever's trying to come against it, take authority over. Do that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. It does.
Just take authority over. He say, I give you what? You tell me. What does the word tell us? That you have what? Power and authority.
Authority to trample over serpents, scorpions, and serpents, and over all the power of the enemy. You're right.
So you got the authority. Anything that's trying to come against your health, your body, you got authority to tell them, leave you alone. I shall see the things that he want me to see. If he gave you the gift, and if someone's trying to come against the gift, you got to take authority over it. And it depends on who you hang around, what you looking at, what you watching, who's in your ear, who you connected to. Are you taking care of the temple? So, Father God, I ask you to give her more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of what's really going on around her. And what's going on to affect to where she can't see the things that you want her to see. Especially when it comes down to you and your family and things that's going on. In Jesus' name. You okay, but let God have his way. Just let him have his way. Have you moved yet?
No.
Are you still looking somewhere to move?
I'm just still asking the Lord to reveal to me where.
Okay. I just pray that he will lead you, that you just consecrate yourself with him, if it means turn down the place. Or whatever it you need to do, that the Holy Spirit will speak to you, that you got to get back into that place, get connected to him. I don't know what's going on, what's distracting you and pulling you away, but get to that place. If you got to go spend some long time with him in a car or at a park or whatever, shut yourself in, but he's going to speak back with you. It could be people that we're around, what we listen to, what we're doing, if we're taking care of our body, it's something. But he'll show you. He'll show you. And he wants, this is the thing with you, Michelle, he wants you to listen to his voice and not other voice. He wants you to listen to his voice, know his voice, so you won't doubt. Know his voice and know when he's speaking. I want the adversary trying to come against you and come against your mind to put doubt and fear. Know the voice of God in this season. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Do you have any questions?
No. I'm just listening
to
what you're saying. Praise God.
Amen. So, you know, I used to, when people were, when I go get prayer, and they were like, why you even in this line? You already know how to pray. Let it be done. That's it. And I'm like, what? That's it? And some things, they just won't do it because they say, you already know how to do it. You already know how to exercise your authority. You know how I already go, come against that.
This is one of those situations.
Yeah. So I used to get this, and I'm like, man, everybody got a long prayer, a long problem, and then when it come to me, we're like, psh. So, and I'm like, well, what's going on? But they know, and they'll tell me, you know, I don't have to pray because you already know how to do it. You already know about authority. You already know that. He ain't already spoke to you, especially if God keeps speaking to you and you doing the same thing. They were like, psh, I didn't already told them. They already know what to do. So I'm telling you, and I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. And I had and I had to go seek him for myself. And I was like, well, Lord, what am I doing? Show me. If there's deliverance in my life, I'm telling you, we all fall short, and we need to be delivered. You know, I just cried out, Lord, if I need to be delivered, deliver me. You know, the enemy messing with my heart, because when you are doing work for the kingdom of God, we got to keep ourselves covered, and we got to make sure we are, you know, covered up under the blood and healing, deliver, you know, spirit transfer, and this is some stuff be going on. Even when you teaching and you hear stuff and stuff messing with your ears, and I mean, you got to go back and get in that sequence. You got to pray. You got to pray. You got to pray. You got to, just like Jesus, when he was in the wilderness, what happened? Satan came and tempted him.
Yes.
And when he rebuked him, right, when he rebuked him, and kept whooping him with the word because he had the sword of the spirit. He went away, and then what happened after Satan flee? The angel came. Oh, my God. The angel came and ministered to him. See, everything is written in the book. It is written. We got to apply it to ourselves. Some of us in the wilderness. And he'll wait till he know you hungry, he know you thirsty, you ain't ate nothing in 7 days, 3 days, or whatever, however the Holy God, whatever the Holy Spirit's leading you to do, he's going to come right when you think you should get out that wilderness, and he's going to mess with you. Yo, he's studying you while you in the wilderness. So you got to stay suited up, and you got to stay rooted. And when I talk to y'all, I'm talking to myself. If he said get up at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, open that book and read the book, get up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And
get
he
up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he will. That's renewing your mind. That's renewing your strength. Get up. And read the Bible. Open the Bible and read the Bible. You won't fall asleep. So he give us everything we need. It's just that, are you applying it? He got what we need, but are we applying it to ourselves? Are we using what he's given us? We wrestle not with flesh and blood. Every day we get up. Every day we dealing with our family. Every day we go out into the world. We got to renew ourselves, and we renew ourselves by staying connected in his word. You can't get around it. You can't go over. I don't care what you do. One day you're going to have to come back and get in that word.
Yes. It's about
go
the word.
To pray.
Yes.
How are you going to build up your prayer life if you don't pray?
Yes.
And moment and groan of doing what the Israelite did. got to hear the word and be doers of the word. You just can't see. You're looking at the situation, but you got to have the faith to endure it and believe God's going to bring you through it.
Yes.
When you say, I want God to open my eyes, okay, you think it's going to be easy? You think it's just going to happen? God ain't that type of God. He just, boom, it's going to happen. The enemy going to fight you for it. What you open your mouth and ask him for, he's going to come against it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So there are things that we already know. We got to ask God to protect us. You know, Lord, don't let me fall short of your glory. Keep my eyes, I want my eyes to stay upon you. I want my eyes to stay upon what you're doing, you know. Keep my eyes up on you, whatever the enemy, the adversary coming out my eye gate, Father God, you know, pull me back. Sometimes, I mean, it's just, sometimes you got to pray some more prayer for yourself. Lord,
mm-hmm.
If I get ahead of you, snatch me back. Father God, if this not the plan that you got for me, knock it down.
Mm.
But you got to come, you got to commit. He got to deliver you. He got to take stuff out of you.
Yes.
So you got to know what type of prayer. I want a husband. I want a car. I want to be a house. I ain't going to be a husband. You can't take care of yourself. How are you going to get a house and you ain't taking care of one of them? How are you going to get a job and you're going to release some money and you're going to mess it up? God, not me. It ain't no fool. Come on now.
Yes.
Work on my household salvation. Work on me. Give me.
Because
I don't want to mess it up. Because I got some stuff in me from my past relationship. I got something in me that abandoned and rejection that came from my family. I got something in me that my husband left me. I got some business. I got resentment. So that's why he needs to deliver you and purge you from yourself. Before you talk about you on a boat, what they call it, a roof, on top of a roof, let him get you together. You think you should bring you a king, you want a king, and your attitude mixed up. You don't even know how to handle them in your own household. You don't even know how to handle your own family. And you don't know how to handle your co-worker, so how are you going to handle a wife or a husband?
Mm.
Oh, who am I talking to?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if the phone dropped or what.
No, but you breaking up a little bit.
Oh, I don't know. Well, we know the internet be acting up. But no, you got to get us ready. Some of us, you know what? When I was teaching, some class I was teaching, the Holy Spirit, some women, they all run away brides. And I'm like, run away brides. So I'm like, okay, so they marry multiple times. You know, what does that mean, a runaway bride? And the Holy Spirit said, no, they're running away.
My.
Whoever got her ear on her to this, that's what he gave me. They a runaway bride. And I'm like, oh, so they've been married multiple times. And you know, one was out of sin. I said, I ain't talking about you running from your husband. A husband, no, you running from Jesus. The head of the marriage, you running from Christ. And when you run from Christ, that explains how you going to run from your husband. And that's what she was doing, a runaway bride. If you run from Christ, and you don't know how to deal with what he put in front of you, and what he's doing, you're not ready. That's why he got. Okay. I don't know.
Exactly.
So we come against the press of the earth way, Father God, release your angels on here. If this is something you want your women or men of God to hear, it's going to come. Let your word come forth. Okay, the internet is really, really good. We got strong internet. So got runaway bride. Because what? We are the bride, we are the bride. And not just a runaway bride, it's going to men too. If you're running from Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, so there you go. Is there anything else?
That was a powerful word.
I'm trying to tell you, show me. I'm telling you, see, that God take you to deep revelation. I'm telling you, when I heard it, I'm like, what? They running from, what, they get married more than one time for now? They running from me. If you ain't in a still place for him to do, when he said, I behold, I stand at the door and knock, and you're running and you're not letting them in. You're not ready for certain things. You're not ready for the ministry. God, let me explain something. You think ministry is easy and your ministry is just going to take off like a rocket? You got another thing coming. God is going to place people in your life that don't like you. He's going to place those that are going to get you now. He's preparing you. It's a preparation.
Yes.
And if you don't pass that test, you won't stay right there until you pass the test. Some of you are on the job. Oh, Lord, let me leave this job. Oh, Lord, let me leave the job. Let me get the job. Let me get the job. Let me get a job. And he's like, oh, you can even pass this test right now on the job. You people wearing you out. Wearing you out. Part of the test. How is he going to promote you and you can't deal with what you're dealing with now? And you can go cheat and get your own promotion. But when God promotes you, he's going to make sure you can handle the promotion. Mope and complain. So I'm going to promote her myself because the promotion comes from me. And when I promote her, it's going to turn some heads. It's going to shock a lot of people. I did it. I did the promotion. God did it. Not I, LaShawn. God did the promotion. He get the glory.
Amen.
So, sometimes, you know, like I said, sometimes God's like, you know, they know how to pray. They know this. They know that. You know, so, and I can hear it. Sometimes I can hear him say, they already know. They know how to pray. They know how to, you know, you can hear it. That just means he wants you to come seek him yourself.
Amen.
So, is there anything else?
No, that was it. But that was a powerful word that he just spoke through you.
Amen to that. You know, anything to get our people, his people, to be set free with the truth. That's the truth. We need the truth. We can't play. We need the truth. We need to speak the truth to our young generation. We need to speak the truth to ourselves, to set our own self free. To set
That's
our
it.
Own
and
self free.
Yeah,
we need to speak the truth. And it's of love. We speaking it in love. It's the love for Christ. Because he don't want you to be in bondage. He wants his people because that's what he created. He created man, male and female. He created us to be married and be fruitful and multiply. But then I don't know where it's talk about in the Bible. Some people, I think they call them eunuchs. What they call them? Some people just on the earth will never get married because they call it. Mm-hmm. I think Paul talked about that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Paul talked about that. You have some people ain't going to get married because they're Simon. That's the Simon. They would not get married. And it talk, a lot of people don't even know that's in the book. It's in the book. They are Simon. They ain't never been intimate with no one, never been intimate with anyone. They body belongs to Jesus, holy, sanctified. never been intimate with anyone because of that's their calling, that's who they are. And people look at them like they have some of them after. They after. And people look at them weird. There's nothing wrong with them. The Bible tells us about them. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Michelle, it seemed like you the last one with the hands up. There was some people on, but I guess because it was breaking through, some people had got off. But you the last one. Looked like, the Holy Spirit don't speak to me about anything else, look like we're going to be getting out of PG&E early tonight.
Okay.
If anybody on here would like to share, I'd like to tell a testimony, press 1, and I'll be happy to put you in the queue. Will you be in the queue? I'll be happy to bring you online. Well, you're the last one, so thank God.
Yes, well, thank God for you, woman of God, and you be blessed, and happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day,
and
Michelle. Yeah, you too. And just, you know, go talk to God. Just like I talk to y'all here on through this airway, this radio, I talk to God. I'm telling you, I talk to him just like I'm talking to y'all. But, Lord, this don't make sense. But, Lord, it's something I'm doing wrong. Lord, I don't want to be emotional in my feeling. Lord, I don't want to be too compassionate. You know, Lord, help me, Lord. I always say, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord.
Yes, that's what I be saying. Help me, Lord. I need you, Lord.
I'm telling you, because he's right there. He's listening. Mm-hmm. He's listening. Now, and then sometimes when situation come up, when people come trying to fight you, and I be like, special. When I was married, I said, now, Lord, I know you see this. I know you see this. And what you going to do? I know you see this. He's trying to get me out of character. I know you see this. And I need you to help me with this. He already know. I can see God laughing. He's laughing. He laughs. Well, okay, Michelle, I have a caller that came in. So you have a blessed weekend, and thank you for calling us, and we will talk soon.
All right. Good night.
All right. Good night. (954) This is Sister LaShaw. Mess is calling, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShaw. This is Carolyn from Jamaica.
Hi, Carolyn. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, it sounds like you're so rested and ready to go to sleep.
Yes.
Okay, is there a special prayer request you have?
As the Holy Spirit leads.
So, Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for what you're doing for her in this season. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God. Oh, I hear trouble no more. 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 Let me look up something. Trouble no more. Trouble no more. Trouble no more. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm looking up something right quick. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So I don't know if something been trying. for you, but he say trouble no more. Okay, rejoice in hope, preservation, the tabernacle devoted to prayer. Okay. Don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also. Don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in me also. John 14:1. And that's what I hear for you. Trouble no more. So, Father God, I thank you. And I ask that you give us more discernment. Give us more God. That's what trouble no more. So whatever's troubling your daughter, Father God, we just speak that she will trouble no more. We're going to speak in the book of John 14. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God and believe also in me. That's Jesus talking. Don't let your heart be troubled. Rejoice in hope and preserve in the tabernacle, the tribulation. I'm sorry. Preserve in the tribulation. To prayer. And so, Father God, I speak that over her, Father God, that she would devote herself, devote her time in prayer, Father God, and that we declare and decree that no more her heart would not be troubled, her heart would not be weary in the name of Jesus. And because you are fighting her, he's fighting for you. God is fighting every battle. God is fighting the things that you're dealing with, you will not see no more. So don't let your heart be troubled, trouble no more. Rejoice and keep pressing in and keep pressing in, seeking him. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for that word. And, Father God, even when she leave online, Holy Spirit, speak to her. Speak to her more about this word, Father God. So we just speak no more, no more. Just like God said to the Israel, you see Pharaoh, you see the Egyptian. But as of today, you ain't going to see them no more. So trouble no more. Everything that's trying to stagnate you, to get you out the wheel or whatever, bring fear, to stress you, trouble no more, trouble no more. God, calm everything that's in your daughter life. Let the storm calm in her life. I just speak a calm in her life that she will not have to worry. And her heart would not be troubled anymore in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes. So that's what I speak peace over you. That, yeah. Yeah. And Father God, just give her, you know, even Bible verse, I ask God to touch your ear, even as you rest, that the angel will come ministry to you to give you Bible verse. It was one season he would come and send the angel to minister to me, would give me Bible verse, and when I heard it, I would get up and read it because that's what he wants me to read for the situation that I was in. And so I just speak that over you. The situation, whatever trying to come against you, that the Holy Spirit will speak in your ear, even the Bible verse for you to read to help you through your situation, to help you so you can have that peace. You know, like you say, call up on me in the days of trouble and I shall rescue you, and you will honor him. So that's in Psalms 50:15. So call up on God, call up on your help. God is, he fight for us. He fight for us. And so when we cry out and call up on him, even in a troubled day, he's going to rescue you. He's going to bring you that peace. Peace around you in your home, peace around you, even with your family, peace around you at your job. I don't care what they do. I don't care how the situation seems, but he's going to bring that peace to you. He's going to bring that peace. So, Father God, I thank you for the peace that passes all understanding, the rest, and, Father God, that she don't, you, everything is, I just see that he's fighting for you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's what I heard. Trouble no more. Trouble no more. So, Yeah, receive the word. You know, I just speak that he will send a minister angel to you, even at night. They might wake you up to minister to you and speak a word. And when, whatever they speak, if they give you a Bible verse, a word, just look at them. Look at them. I don't know, what is that? What is going on? I don't know. What is that coming from? And so, Holy Spirit, just ask that you continue to speak to her in Jesus' name. Send the minister angels in Jesus' name. You come against the distraction. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Is there any other prayer request?
Amen. Thank you. Yes, I have been trying to get a financial venture off the ground, and for some reason there just has been delays of it. So, quick question for in that regard, and God will grant me that wisdom. To
the wisdom?
To undertake the venture successfully. Amen.
Okay. The thing was cutting in and out. You said you about a finance. There's something you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay. And Father God, I think that's what was what the word is coming for you. Trouble no more. That God, you know, He's gonna direct you. He's gonna give you wisdom on that. That don't let your heart trouble. Don't trouble. Mm-hmm. The things that's trying to come against you, the things that's trying to stagnate you. So, Father God, give her wisdom. Give her wisdom on finance. We need wisdom. The book of Proverbs is the wisdom book. It's the book of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, even when it comes down to business, even when it comes down to how to handle money, even wisdom with our body, how to eat, you know. So, Father God, I just speak, you know, give her the wisdom, give her the knowledge and understanding about the money realm, the finance, Father God. You know, give her the understanding. And, Father God, if she just seek you, the kingdom of God and all your righteousness, it's going to line up. It's just going to line up. And it go back to the word, don't let your heart be troubled. Give it to God and ask him. When he stamped the approval on it, it's approved. And so don't worry about it. Don't trouble behind this. Don't get yourself worked up about anything. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you for the business idea. I thank you for the wisdom, even word of knowledge. Speak to her through the word of knowledge, how to do it, how to plant, how to build up whatever she's building up. If it's something that's for her inherited, Father God, for the kingdom, teach her, Father God, that you teach her the way and how to do it without her heart being troubled and without overwhelming her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Welcome. Amen. I don't know if you're a mother, but happy Mother's Day.
Oh, that is it. But thank you very much. I receive it in advance. Thank you.
You're welcome, and you have a blessed weekend and a blessed night. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. The same to you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, that was our last caller. The hands up. It looks like the Holy Spirit going to release us from PGN early. I don't have anything else to say, y'all. If there's anyone on the line that like any, they have any prayer requests or testimony like to share, press 1 on the phone, and I see you on the switchboard. We'll look to bring you on, and let's see what the Lord have for you. Prayer is always, it's always good to pray. Sometimes he speaks to us when we pray for one another. So let's see. Well, Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you for tonight, Father God. We thank you for the callers. And happy Mother's Day to everyone on the line. Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day to your mother, sisters, aunties, nieces and nephews. Happy Mother's Day. Enjoy your weekend. Do something for yourself. Even if you don't go out, something yourself. You know, just thank God. Just thank God that we are here and celebrate him. He celebrates the mothers and every child, you know. So I thank y'all for taking the time and coming on Blog Talk, Prophetic Grace Network. You could have been doing anything else. You know, that we thank God for his word. We thank God for the Holy Spirit that move, you know, that's moving in our life. We thank him for what he's doing in this season. We give him the glory. We just give him the glory. So I'm going to go ahead and log off. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. God know the plan that he have for your life. How do we know so? Because that's what he said. I know the plan. No man know the plan. No man can write your story. God, he does the writing. And if the pen, if he still have the pen and he's still writing, I mean, there's a plan. That's a plan for your life. He say, you have not because you ask not. Ask him. Seek him. And you're going to find him. Ask and it should be given. You know, knock. Knock and continue to knock. If you hunger for thirsty, if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you're going to be filled. He's going to fill you up. You want more truth? You want more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding? Ask him. Never stop asking. So, God, we thank you. We give you the glory. We pray over all the hosts. We pray over them and their family. Father, keep them. Let your face shine upon them. Father God, we thank you for Randy. We thank you for his family. We say happy Mother Day to his beautiful wife, Judy. And so, Father God, we just ask that you continue to have your way on PGN. Father God, continue to move on PGN. Father God, we want to hear more souls being saved on PGN. We want to hear, we want more souls to be healed and delivered. We want more souls to turn back and come back to their first love, to rededicate their life back to Christ. That's the reason why we on here, to spread the true word, to give the true bread of life, the food. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for choosing us because you chose us. You chose us, Father God. We thank you. Y'all have, I'm a player song, and y'all have a blessed weekend. Love you.
I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took two steps forward, and you took five steps back, and you said, you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it. And then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try. So good. Come on, tell them today.
You so good to me.
Let's go right here, everybody. Lift up your voice.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough.
It's because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough.
Somebody say, even if I tried,
even
it wouldn't work.
When there was no way, how you made way, when there on, lift it up. Right there, right there. Let them hear your heart in that tonight. When I almost lost my mind, you did. When the enemy came in like a flood, you did. Everybody lift your voice, say. You've been better than good to me. Oh, you've been better.